Christopher Austin is the head of infrastructure and networks with Rail Future, the independent rail campaign group. Let's have a chat with him. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
So it seems HS2 is losing its appeal in Parliament. What's your stance on this? What do Rail Future want to happen?
I think you need to keep a steady nerve and have a long-term objective on HS2. It is essential to provide the capacity we need for the railway throughout the rest of this century. The other routes are pretty well full, and the only way to do it now is to provide a new rail link. And as an organisation, we're delighted that the government is backing it, as are the two principal opposition parties.
Has your organisation always been in favour of HS2, Chris?
Yes, different ideas on how it should be done and where it should go, but no doubt it's covering the most important corridor in the country, where roughly 40% of the travel is undertaken between the southeast, the northwest, and the northeast of England via the West Midlands. It's a hugely important corridor. The existing West Coast Main Line is at capacity. We saw while that was upgraded, the disruption that caused, and the results of that. You can't do that again. A new railway is the only answer, and will be very successful, as it has been in many other European countries.
The problem for Oxfordshire, of course, there are no benefits whatsoever. It doesn't stop here, so we're not going to see any of the benefits, but we're going to have great disruption as this line is built through parts of our county. You see that, don't you?
I see that, certainly, yeah. But it needs to be seen in the context of other rail developments that are taking place as well, because HS2 doesn't work on its own. It works as part of the whole rail network. And of course, the other big development for the county is the East-West Rail Link from Oxford to Bedford and Cambridge, which will be going ahead and completed within the next 5 years or so. And that will have a huge benefit for the county, and will indeed cross HS2 at some point on its way.
Are there other options, however? Has it got to be high-speed rail?
It's all about capacity, really.
So it's not about speed?
I don't think it's about speed, but on the other hand, if you're going to build a new rail corridor, it would be odd not to take advantage of the speed potential of rail and to build it to the latest international standards and follow the lead of other European countries, Japan, and of course nowadays China.
Chris, what about this? Today the Conservatives are getting cold feet, aren't they?
No, I don't think they are. I mean, clearly a number of Conservative MPs will have constituency issues that concern them, and that's understood. But the government and the Conservative Party as a whole seems to be, as is Labour and Liberal Democrat, roundly behind this scheme, and that's very welcome.
So you're after a yes vote in the Commons later on today, are you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's important for Britain's future prosperity. I don't agree with the Institute of Economic Affairs report, which casts doubt on this. There is no doubt, if you look elsewhere in Europe, and if you look at cities that benefit from high-speed rail in this country, towns like Ashford, towns like Swindon, cities like Leeds, and indeed Manchester, that they already have produced big economic benefits as a result of being well connected by rail.
Chris Austin, thank you very much indeed. He's from Rail Future.